tackles are Rylan Grassel and Caleb Knee. Wideouts, Ryder Mahalik, Blake Larson, Bryce Larson, Brock Kruger. The quarterback is Rosen Havlick, and the running back is Tyson Eddy. For Miller, we'll see a variety of looks specifically across that front four, five, sometimes even six guys in the box. We'll see Kobe Harrell, Riley Wirtle, Ian Speck, Marshall Conkey, Trey Cowan all on the line. We'll see Isaac Hunter float between DN and linebacker. Colby Kola and Kellen Hurd in that starting lineup. Jordan Heilman and Derek Brueggemann in the defensive secondary, and Ethan Harrell out there at safety. Set to kick it away here. Woodstock and Lexington Springs, Sanford Central deep to return. Set to kick here for Miller is out for Ortega. And Ortega, of course, the foreign exchange student in from Spain, has now taken over the kickoff. Extra point and all kicking duties here for Miller Highmore Harrell. So Woodstock and Lexington Springs, Sanford Central, the football first. They will return right to left. A fresh 12 is on the board. Here is the run up from Ortega, the Miller kicker, and we are underway in a nice deep kick. This one taken by Eddy at the 15, back across the 20, got a block, 25, 30. Trying to cut it outside and got hammered at the 35-yard line. He tried to kind of run around and maybe even put a little shoulder there into Robbie Hine, and Hine just kind of, he kind of bounced off him, so that's going to start right around their own 32-33-yard line. We'll see where they actually set it down. Here is the Blackhawks will start first offensively, an unbeaten
Blackhawks from the 36-yard line.
3-0 on the season here. Trying to close out the first half of the year unbeaten. And, of course, Peter all about goals. And the goal for that first half is 4-0. And they start 3-0. Here's Havlick from the gun. Tricks right. Holding back to pass. Launches right side. He's got Mahalik down the right sideline. Did he make that catch? Wow, I think he did. Kellen Hurd was there to try to break it up. He could not. That is down to the 26-yard line. And Ryder Mahalik, the first catch of the day.
Kellen Hurd was in position.
He put it down for 40 yards. As Hurd did have the spot on the play. Mahalik just went up and got it. And a big play to start off by the Blackhawks. And now Havlick will be up and under center. A wing left. I formation as they bunch it up. They do have a receiver to the left. A pitch to the near side for Eddy. Eddy hit in the backfield and dropped. Kellen Hurd making a big stop there. That's going to make it second and about 10. I don't think Eddy got much of anything. I think they'll just call it a no gain. So Eddy, the first carry for the Blackhawks, nets 0. The first passing play, though, goes for 40, and they are first and 10 at the Miller 25. Just underway here in Miller for the Rustler homecoming. Highmore Harrell, after an 0-2 start, 1-2 in a row. And this is also their third game in a row here at home. Short handoff to Eddy. Eddy trying to make the corner. He does. 15, 10, still dancing. He's right at the first down marker.
Blake Larson on the carry.
Oh, Blake Larson with the carry, I guess.
Straight Cowan on the tackle for the Rustlers.
Cowan to make the stop, and they will end up with about
15-yard line, first down.
15 yards, and that'll be a first down for Woodstock and Weston and Springs Sanborn Central. Blackhawks trying to strike first here on the road. They did get the first possession of the ball game. They'll line up with three receivers to the left, one to the right. Havlick from the gun, Eddy to his right. Havlick going to follow Eddy. Looking for the corner, got a block, and he is escorted out of bounds right around the 10. We'll see where they mark it down.
It's Havlick on the carry.
Havlick holding on to it himself there. Third running play, third different runner. That'll be a 4-yard gain. Bring up second and 6.
This game four get out to the 10-yard line. Put it down in 6.
So we'll see what Heater and the boys have planned for the red zone here on a 2nd and 6 from the Miller Highmore Harrell 10-yard line. Havlick will go again from the gun. Again, three receivers left, one right. Eddy, lone man in the backfield. Eddy to carry. Tyson right up the middle. Tried to slip her, and again, a nice open field tackle by Miller. Eddy going to pick up about a yard or two.
Marshall Conkey, Kobe Solda on the tackle for the Rustlers. So another 2 yards.
Monkey Kobe Cola coming over to help.
Third down and three.
On the stop, and that'll bring up a third down and a long three here from right about the 9-yard line of the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers. Blackhawks trying to strike first here on the road. Unbeaten on the year at 3-0. Miller Highmore Herald, after a couple early losses, we saw that game at Wagner, have come back nicely to get to 2-2. Havlett going to keep it himself. Nope, he's going to pass it. Touchdown, Blackhawks.
Touchdown, Blackhawks.
Now go to Blake Larson.
Holding Havlett's pass complete to number 12, Blake Larson.
First score of the game will come with 9:30 to play in the first. Nine-yard pass, Havlick to Blake Larson. We'll line up for a two-point conversion. Havlick again from the gun. A couple of receivers, two right, one left. Havlick fires over the middle through the hands of the intended receiver.
9.5 to play opening quarter for Miller. 6-0 Blackhawks. We're back in a minute. A 60-second timeout on KOPK.
Blackhawks 6, Rustlers nothing.
Rustlers returning the kick from where?
Cody Colda on the return. The Rustler brought down on the play by, it looks like, Parker Graff.
Graff on the kick there. Sanborn Central, 6-0 lead. Miller Highmore Herald on their home field will take over here at their own 28. And we'll get a look here at the lineup card in a moment as Miller Highmore Herald's Derek Berugeman will go from the gun. They'll go three receivers right, one left. Lone man in the backfield is Colda. And we'll give it off to Colby. Colby trying to bounce it outside. Got it blocked across the 35 and the 40 and finally spilled.
Colby Colda on the right for the Rustlers. Tackle made by Ryder Mahalik.
So 15 on the run
get up to
by Colda as Mahalik makes the
yard
stop.
First down, Rustlers.
First play of the night is the first down. Derek Berugeman is the quarterback. We'll see Ian Spector at fullback. We'll see Colby Colda at running back. Wideouts, Gentry Harrell, Kellen Hurd. We'll see Isaac Hunter at tight end. Front five, Oliver Fritschke to center. Marshall Conkey, Riley Wirtle the guards. Colby Harrell, Trey Cowan the tackles. Defensively, Caleb Neen, Carter Gajakowski, Cooper Goldhammer, Holden Havlick, your front four from the Blackhawks.
Linebackers are Tyson Eddy, Evan Von Eye, and Bryce Larson. Brock Cougar and Ryder Mahalik to corners. Carter Mevius and Blake Larson the safeties. Starting lineup there defensively for the Blackhawks here as Berugeman on a first and 10. Pass right side is complete. Pick up of around 4 as the pass completed out there to Gentry Harrell.
Pass complete. Gentry Harrell.
Pick up is about 3 or 4.
Tackle made by number 25, Hayes
Havlick.
To get up to 46-yard line. Second down and 7.
Across the 45 to around the 46 or so as Miller Highmore Harrell trying to answer the opening score from the Blackhawks.
They go 9 left opening quarter, 6-0. Woonsocket, Lexington Springs, Sanborn Central. Here's Berugeman from the gun. Couple receivers left, one right. Derek going to take it himself. Right up the middle, met immediately at the line of scrimmage.
And they will whistle ahead. There was a lapse in motion, and they will blow it dead right at the line. Oh, give them a yard or so. We'll call it a yard, so now a third and five, and an early important third down here for this Miller offense as they gave up that score on the opening drive, and now a third and five near midfield. Probably not going to be go for it territory, but I just want to pick it up here.
Three receivers right now after the move. Colby in the backfield. Bergman will hand it off to Colby. Colby across midfield, dive down the first down marker, and he's awful close, but I don't know if he got it.
We get close to the first down, tackle me.
They needed five. I'm writing him down for 4.5 because, yeah, it looks like they're a little short. So decision time early for Heasley and the Rustlers, and not much of a decision. They are going for it on 4th and 1 from the Blackhawk 48.
They'll have Brueggemann under center. He will dive ahead, not only for the yard they needed, but for one yard for good measure.
The football first down, Rustlers. So
Brueggemann for 2 yards and a Rustler first down. 6:53 remaining opening quarter. 6-0. Woonsocket West and Springs Sanborn Central. Remember, Tigers are game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. Here on Take It on Sturgis for their homecoming. And again, that one over on 1340 and Tiger 95. Brueggemann from the gun. Two receivers right, one left. Three receivers right, one left. And back to backs. Launching left side. He's got a man over. Turn down the sidelines for Woodstock and Western Springs Sanborn Central. And Larson's got some room, and he needs one more block, and they tripped him up just enough to get him down at the 35-yard line. So again, this will go down as a pass. Brueggemann to number 2, Isaac Hunter. And that was good for, 48 to around the 10, so 38, and then a fumble that they lost, picked up by Larson, and then Larson a return all the way back to the 36 or so. So Woodstock and Lexington Springs, Sanborn Central, going to have control of the football here after the turnover. Havlick will go from the gun. Two receivers left.
High formation behind him. They'll give it off to the fullback. Run near side.
Gain of 4 or 5.
I've been Von Eye on the run. Brought down by Marshall Conkey.
The carry.
30-yard line.
Number 42, Evan Von Eye. Von Eye going to eke out about 3, bring up 2nd and around 7. Woonsocket and West Cedar Springs, Sanborn Central off the turnover in Miller territory to the Rustler 33. Set up on a 2nd and around 7. Here's the handoff. Larson trying to make the corner. Oh, he's going to throw it. He's got a man open at the end zone. Touchdown, Blackhawks.
Touchdown, Blackhawks. Caught that pass by Blake Larson.
See who made the catch there.
Number 3, Brock Kruger.
Brock Kruger making the catch for the 2nd touchdown of the night. So the 2nd score will come off the Miller turnover. It'll come with 5:27 to play in the first. It'll go down as a 33-yard pass. Larson to Kruger, and now they will try for the 2-point conversion. Havlick under center,
offset eye, and they'll pitch it outside to Eddie. Eddie trying to get to the corner, to the pylon, he does, and the 2-point conversion, good.
5:27 to play opening quarter, now 14-0 Blackhawks. We're back in a minute, a 60-second timeout on KOKK.
Yeah.
he's not Brett Miller to kick off the Blackhawks. Back to you for the rest of the play here, Nate Colby Golda.
Yeah, you can work.
Welcome back to Miller. A short return by Kellen Hurd after the kick by Woonsocket and Weissman Springs Sanborn Central. The Blackhawks a 14-0 lead after the Rustlers turn it over on their first drive. So the Blackhawks scored on their first drive, got the turnover, scored again. And Rustlers in a 14-0 hole here on a homecoming Friday night. They'll go first and 10 from just across their own 20 is... Heard the return there, shut down by Hayes Havlick. Here's Brueggemann from the gun. A receiver to each side, a wing right. Lone man in the backfield is Colder. Brueggemann getting to keep it himself. He got the corner, got past the first tackle. Out across the line of scrimmage, cuts it back in across the 25. And a pickup of around 5 or 6 for Brueggemann. We'll call it 5, makes it 2nd and 5. And remember, scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. We'll try to get you a Tiger update pretty soon here. We've got the Tigers over on Tiger 95, 1340 KIJV. Duffy's got the call as the Tigers with their homecoming Friday night as well. One wide each side. Brueggemann under center now. I formation. Hand off Colda. Colda well, didn't quite get the block he was looking for. Did eke out a couple more yards. Gains 3 will set up 3rd and around 2, maybe 3, as they looks like they need to get out across the 31. 4:25 left opening quarter, 14-0 Blackhawks.
Third down and 2.
Miller, another early 3rd down here as they successfully converted that one earlier. Well, I guess not, because that went to 4th and short, and then thought they had the big play, but the fumble. Receiver left, 2 right. Brueggemann, high snap, has to haul it in and does. Escapes the first would-be tackler. Brueggemann out in space, trying to get away from another, cannot. He is spun out of bounds.
Derek Brueggemann will be pulled
after
out of bounds.
Maybe a little short loss, in fact. Gajkowski over to escort him out of bounds. And the Rustlers will set up for a 4th and around 3. And it looks like Isaac Hunter will set to punt. Hunter with a step will kick it around his own 17-18 yard line.
Boy, we saw him put the foot to it a couple of times in Wagner. Some boomers. This one angled towards the sideline is going to sail out of bounds and probably be marked around the 45 or so.
See what the officials have to say. Yep, that's exactly where they'll mark it, the 45-yard line. So the Rustlers turn it over, give it away on the punt. And the Blackhawks will take back over, stake to a 14-0 lead. All of their scoring through the air as early on, Holden Havlick is 2-of-2 for 49 yards and a touchdown. And Blake Larson is 1-for-1 for 33 yards and a touchdown.
You can go Hawks if you have to.
Havlick from the gun. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Lone man in the backfield there is Eddie to his left. Havlick back to pass on 1st and 10. Right side complete to Kruger at midfield. Gain is 5. Havlick to Kruger.
Brought down the play by Jared.
Second down and 5 to go here. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. They're located in downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, styles for the whole family at the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll get you some scoreboard updates here throughout the night. Of course, again, brought to you by the Mirror. Here's a 2nd and 5, and Eddie will get the carry to the near side. Slips through the first wave, and he'll get the first down. Pick up is 7 for Tyson Eddie.
7, Tyson Eddie on the carry.
You're on.
Their first time out of the half.
7-0 lead over Sturgis here, and it looks like we'll get a Miller timeout. 2:35 to play opening quarter. 14-0 Blackhawks. We're back in a minute. A 60-second break on KOKK. You can't quite get it in there, huh? It's not going to fix it. Yeah, just Hawks is fine. Then it'll all fit. Yeah, capitalize it. That's pretty cool, huh? Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror. Tigers leading 7-0 over Sturgis at the current time.
Another timeout. First and 10, Blackhawks.
Get you some other scores here. DeSmet leading Woolsey Westington 7-0 currently. That's a first quarter score. Here's Havlick from the gun and the flags fly. We're going to fall start for the first penalty of the night. And that's going to turn a first and 10 to a first and 15. It'll back them up to just across midfield.
They'll
Russell at 49. Sam Possolo and Blake Larson trying to get some clarification from the official. Got what they were hoping for. Two receivers near side, one to the far side. Is Havlick from the gun. Back to pass on first and 15. Launches over the middle. Mahalik's open. He makes the catch inside the 20. Spun around and dropped at the 10-yard line. Another big pass play for Woonsocket and Westington Springs, Sanborn Central. And boy, when Kenny Heater told me that Holden Havlick throws a pretty nice ball, I mean, I believed him, but yeah, he sure does. This will be a first and goal, as it must have got inside the 10 there. Looks like it's kind of sitting on the hash mark, but we'll go first and goal from about the 10. Blackhawks, a 14-0 lead, looking to tack on another here in the opening quarter. 2:10 to play in the first. Havlick from the gun, fakes the handoff to Larson, takes it himself up the middle. He's to the 5.
Holden Havlick on the carry. Colby Colda on the tackle for the wrestler.
Colda over to make the stop as
down pretty close to the 5-yard line. Second down and goal.
Just outside the 5, they'll go second and goal. Blackhawks, a couple of passing touchdowns. Havlick to Larson and Larson to Kruger. That's a little trickery. The halfback pass got him a score. They did get also. Whoa, I just lost all power. Power supply. I think that might have been what happened there. He might have kicked it off.
I didn't kick it. Hmm. I thought it was
Okay, let's try to.
27 Tyson Eddy on the carry.
Back on here. I want to come back on. There we go. It's not a big deal. It happens.
Marshall Conkey
watch
on the tackle.
It's on. It's kind of by the feature.
Third down goal from the 2-yard line.
That guy looks like somebody I used to know.
Third goal on the 2.
All right. Let's see. Come on. All right, and I think we're back here. Back here in Miller.
Touchdown, Blackhawks. Holden Havlick's pass completed number 12, Blake Larson.
Great.
For the 2-yard touchdown pass.
Did they score? Oh, a field goal. Any idea how long it was?
2 seconds.
I'll just have to write field goal.
It was a touchdown.
What's that?
It was a touchdown thing.
Oh, it was. Doesn't the scoreboard say 17?
Yeah, it should
read. Shoot.
Okay, I don't know why you're not hearing me, Nathaniel.
14, so now it's in here. The extra point is good. Number 74, Brett Miller.
Check, check, check. Oh, and I lost him now. Uh-oh.
21 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Well,
what a total wreck. 21. Russell is nothing.
Okay. All right. So now you can hear me for some reason. Can't hear nothing. Uh-oh. That's probably hooked up. This is definitely broadcasting. Check, check, check. Okay, there we go. All right, I can't hear the commercials now for some.
Oh, I muted you.
Okay, after this one. Okay, so it was a touchdown. They get the two?
Field goal.
They did? Yeah, two. What, do you remember who the touchdown was?
Blake Larson.
Blake Larson?
Yeah.
Working through some bugs as we had a little power outage. I think we're all right back on here. Now, Weston Springs, Woodstock, and Sanborn Central did pick up another touchdown. I got it down as Havlick to Larson. They did get the two-point conversion as well. So now a 22-0 score here for in favor of Woodstock and Weston Springs, Sanborn Central. So, again, they did score there during the technical error and 22-0 now after the two-point conversion. So Miller has it back after the Woodstock and Weston and Springs Sanborn Central kick. It'll be Brueggemann from the gun, empty backfield. They'll go three left and one right on a first and 10. They'll go their own 37-yard line. Brueggemann back to pass. Now wanting to run it, and he's sacked.
Derek Brueggemann brought down the backfield by number 55.
Good stop there. Caleb Neen on the sack, and that's going to lose him about 4 yards.
On the 32-yard line. Second 14.
So a second and 14 here, and I think they're going to let the first quarter run out. And they will. So after a quarter of play from the Miller homecoming here in Miller, Woodstock and Weston and Springs, Sanborn Central 22, Miller nothing.
After
we're back in a minute.
Play,
a 60-second timeout.
Okay.
Playing with the colors. That's pretty neat.
Are the other team red and black? Or
black and white, blue, red, because they have three different schools that they're trying to represent, so they took one color from each school, black, red, and blue. So you don't really see the blue in these uniforms. They have other uniforms that have three numbers on them. I just do black and red. Black and red on one and on the other. Or just red and, or just black and green too. That'll work.
The Rustler volleyball team will be traveling this Saturday. The varsity will be at Fort Peter at the Big Dakota Conference Tournament, and the junior high will be traveling to Wesley Springs for a tournament. On Monday, the junior varsity and junior high football teams will be traveling to Chamberlain, with JV starting at 4 and junior high to follow.
Welcome back to Miller. Fresh 12 is on the board. Quarter number 2 set to get underway after 12 minutes of football. Woodstock and Weston and Springs, Sanborn Central 22. Nothing. Russell is getting the ball back after that third touchdown to close out the quarter. Again, we had a little technical error. I was trying to get everything worked out. Missed the touchdown there. I was told Havlick to Larson. And so that will be the third touchdown of the night there. Rustlers have it back here to start the second quarter. They'll go second and 15. Well, about 14 after the sack. They're on 32. Here is Brueggemann back to pass. And again, flushed out, nearly sacked. I don't know how he got away from that. Now Now he's trying to make the corner. He did get to
Derek Brueggemann.
Might get back to the original line of scrimmage. He lost four on the sack. They got back about three and a half.
So
that'll make it third and around 11.
Third about 11.
11 and a half to play here in the first half. A 21-0 Blackhawk lead. So I guess they did not get the two-point conversion. Must have got themselves an extra point. Miller Highmore Herald. Right to left on your radio dial. Third and 11 from their own 36. Shotgun snap to Brueggemann. Brueggemann left side, trying to get it over. It's tipped up, and Hunter can't get to it. Boy, he had Hunter. Mahalik doing a nice job there on the coverage. Hunter almost hauled it in, even after Mahalik had got a hand on it.
Fourth down at 11.
11:03 now to play in the first half. They'll stop the clock there with the incomplete pass, and Hunter will step in punt. He will, with a step, kick it from around his own 25 or so. Blake Larson back to return. He'll line up around his own 30. Hunter put a pretty good one the first time. It kind of angled, though, sailed out of bounds. This one, a little more of a line drive. It almost went over Larson's head. He shakes the first tackle at the 30, 35 and the 40, across the 45. And
out here midfield.
Frank Sanborn Central will start their first drive of the second quarter, as they again got a couple of turnovers. Got eight turnovers.
From their own 45-yard line.
Holden Havlick at the helm for Woonsocket and Weston Springs Sanborn Central. He is at this juncture 5 out of 5 for somewhere around 115 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Blake Larson has a touchdown pass too.
Here's the pitch, and trying to make the corner.
Hayes Havlick on the carry. Colby Golda on the tackle for the wrestlers. Gains about 2. Second down and 8.
Pick up 47. Is 2.
For good reason, too. Golda, very strong football player. Wrestler
in his own right as well. 25, Hayes Havlick on the carry. Couple of yard gain there. Second and 8. Blackhawks from their own 47.
Holden Havlick from the gun. 3 receivers left. Tyson Eddy out of the backfield. Launching over the middle. Pass is complete inside the 30. Breaking loose inside the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, please.
Rod Kruger from 53 yards out.
Holden Havlick's pass complete to number 3, Brock Kruger.
So Kruger's second touchdown catch, third catch of the night. He's got 3 catches for 91 yards and 2 touchdowns. This one will come with 10:03 to play in the second. Three-yard pass, Havlick to Kruger, and they will bring in the kicker looking for an extra point.
27-0 lead. Kick is on the way. It is good. 28-0.
Back
after a 60-second timeout. 60 seconds on 12-10. That'll make it.
Telling her and
the to Miller. 10 minutes on the board here. 28-0, the Blackhawks lead.
Woonsocket, Wesson, and Spring Sanborn Central coming to town trying to ruin this Miller Highmore Hill homecoming. There's a kickoff fumbled and picked up by Miller across the 20 to 25 to the 30. And they will set about around the 30. Well, I guess they're running right up the 30. Maybe it's right there. Yep, just across first and 10 from their own 31 for Miller Highmore Herald. They had a fumble that they lost earlier and punts leading to the Woonsocket, Wesson, and Spring Sanborn Central lead here. Playing that fumble, really unfortunate for Miller. That one looked like that was a touchdown. Trying to fight back from a 28-0 deficit. Bergman is sacked again. Looked like he maybe had the option to run as Caleb Neen with another sack. Losses again, four on the sack, and second 14, Miller Highmore Herald. They'll go from their own 27, 28-yard line. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll wrap up the numbers. We will pass along scoreboard updates at the half. Tigers were leading 7-0 at last check. We'll get you an update there, brought to you by the Mirror Family Haircut. Here's the handoff to Cole. Cole goes left, and he is tripped up. Looks like this one will go for no gain for Colda. We'll set up third and 14. Miller now with another timeout.
9:06 to play first half. 28-0 Blackhawks. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK. Still will make it fourth down and about six. Hunter on to punt with a step around his own 25. Larson back to return will line up around his own 35. And that was the same thing he did last time and nearly got burnt, as they say.
His kick a little shorter. Larson going to take it on a hop at the 35. No, it's Mahalik across the 40 to the 45. And no, maybe it was Larson. Either way, Blackhawks first and 10, and now Hurd is a little slow to get up, and now the officials are going to call on medical as Kellen Hurd is slow to get up. We'll take a look at him with 8:23 to play in the first half, 28-0 Blackhawks as Woonsocket, Wesson, and Spring Sanborn Central gets it back after the punt. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. They're located at 35 4th Street Southeast in downtown Huron. They do accept walk-ins. If you'd like to make an appointment for cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions, services for the whole family at the Mirror Family Hair Care, you can stop in at 35 4th Street Southeast downtown Huron. You can call 605-883-HAIR to make an appointment with Lori. Again, 605-883-HAIR. Or you can call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. For Kylie at the Mirror, Kylie and Lori offering a plethora of services at the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. So the Mirror brings us our scoreboard updates.
Sturgis has come back to tie the Huron Tigers. That is 7-all as Kellen Hurd gets a hand from the crowd as he gets some. Other scores around the area. Avon leading Hitchcock Tulare 14-6. DeSmet leading Woolsey Wessington 7-6. Those games later into the second quarter. And again, at last check, the Huron Tigers were tied, and they still are. Huron and Sturgis tied at 7 with about a minute to play in the first half. That's our game of the night over on Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV. So your scoreboard update there brought to you by the Mirror Family Air Care. Scoreboard here in Miller reached 28-0 Blackhawks. Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central again with the football after the Miller punt. A couple of receivers right. It'll be Havlick from the gun. He'll hand it off, and Larson's going to pass it. Right side, he's got a man open. Did he make the catch? He did not. Mahalik could not keep his feet in bounds.
From Blake Larson to Ryder Mahalik.
And that for Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central is the first passing incompletion of the night. They were 7-7 to that point, 4 passing touchdowns. Passes of 40, 33, 39, 53. Overall, 7 out of 8, although Havlick himself is
6-for-6 as a little miss on the halfback pass. Here is Havlick from the gun. Larson to his no, Eddie to his left. A couple of receivers to each side on a 2nd and 10. Havlick fires left side, man on the ground. Did he make the catch? It looks like he did.
Havlick's pass complete to number 11.
Mahalik making a nice catch there as he had to slide in to secure that one.
Territory on the 47, third down and 3.
Pick up a 7, 3rd and 3. Inside of 8 minutes remaining here in the first half. 28-0 Blackhawks. 4 passing touchdowns in the first half. 2 extra points. 1 successful 2-point conversion, 1 failed 2-point conversion. 3rd and 3 from the Miller Highmore Herald 47, and Havlick going to keep it himself, and he got the 3 he needed and then some.
Colton Havlick
going to pick up about 13 on the run.
Down on the play by number 22, Colby Kolda.
Colby Kolda over to make the stop as the Blackhawks move the chains with 7:35 to play here in the first half. We'll make sure to tune in tomorrow morning on 1210 KOKK. Jeff Duffy will have all the scores from tonight's action. He'll have the schedule of Dakota Sports. He'll have some breakfast with the coaches. He'll have some interviews. Dakota Sports Saturday tomorrow morning on KOKK.
Near sack here for the Rustlers.
Blake Larson on the carry. Tackle for loss made by Trent Cowan and Marshall Conkey.
Conkey was quick on the to make the stop. The Rustlers actually had him on the first attempt, but he got away.
Second down and 4.
The second for a loss.
On the 39.
Set up around a 2nd and 13 from the Rustler 39 yard
line. Second down and 14.
Side of 7 minutes left here until the half. Remember, at halftime, we'll update the scoreboard. Take a look at the upcoming schedule for Dakota Sports. Here's Havlick from the gun.
Trips right, one left. Eddie, the lone man in the backfield, on a 2nd and 14, and I think Miller jumped off some.
Penalty flag on the play.
Wait for the official word. And that will be the case.
Rustlers
will give back 5 yards, and Miller will take their first accepted penalty of the night.
One 5-yard penalty for this game. Havlick now from the gun on a 2nd and around 8.
Three receivers right, one left. Same look. Eddie, the lone man in the backfield. Havlick rolls out. Eddie from the block. Launch it. Back across the 30. This return now is Cole is still going across the 35. And that's
Cole now. This pass is intercepted by number 22, Colby Kolda.
So Kolda gets the first turnover for Miller tonight.
Rustlers will take over first down and 10 on their own 37-yard line.
As the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers now with 6:11 to play in the first half get the ball back. Currently trailing 28-0. Hoping to get a little something going here as they will get the ball after the break. Rustlers 1st and 10, their own 37-yard line.
Bergman brings him to the line. Receiver to the right, two receivers left. Cole, the lone man in the backfield, on a first and 10 from their own 37. Snap to Bergman. Derek back to pass. Left side, man opening the flat as well. And the catch at the 40. Stiff arm, 45. Going out of bounds.
Derek Bergman's pass to break number two, Isaac Hunter. He'll get up to the 47-yard line. First down, Rustlers.
Get out of bounds, stops the clock. It's 6:04 near the midway point of the second quarter. Well, the Tigers have Sturgis Brown in a battle, tied at 7 right now, and now we're nearing halftime.
We're trying to get you a halftime update here. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Rustlers trying to put up a score. They trail 28-0. Bergman back to pass, launches right side again. Hunter complete across midfield.
Travis Easley talking at the pregame show about how these two have formed quite the bond here early on this season. And Hunter, of course, good athlete. Bergman throwing a pretty accurate that hard ball, that 10 to 15 yard laser. Boy, he's pretty accurate on that. Hunter's got the hands to catch it. It's worked out well for him here. So now a second and 5 across midfield. Rustlers, Derek Bergman in the gun.
Colden to his left, to receiver right, 3 left. Bergman back to pass, quick pass, right side, off the hands of the intended receiver.
Derek Bergman's pass falls
incomplete. Very good timing by that defender.
Well, Bergman on the night is, I got him at 5 out of 7, or somewhere around 65 yards. Would have had a touchdown, but after a nice catch and a short run, the fumble was picked up by the Blackhawks. Of course, has thus far kept Miller off the scoreboard as well. 28-0, Woodstock and Weston and Spring, Sandville Central. 5:15 to play in the second. Rustlers, 3rd and 5 from the Blackhawk, 48. There's a handoff, delayed handoff to Holden. Got the first down. Inside the 40, 35. Nice stiff arm. He's brought down around the 34-yard.
Holden on the run.
So about 14 for Colden.
First down,
Rustlers. First and 10. They'll be at the Blackhawk 34. Clock winding now. 5 minutes to play here in the half. As Blackhawks pitching a shutout so far. 28-0. Miller threatening here. They'll go first and 10 from the Blackhawk 34-yard line. Bergman to the line. A receiver left is Colda. Empty backfield. 3 receivers to the right. Hunter out
there as well, right end. And the snap is through the hands, and Bergman is just going to have to dive on it.
Mark it down around the 46.
At the 45-yard line.
At the 45, so
we'll make it second down and 21.
Second and 21 now after the miscue as the Rustlers trying to get a little something going here with 4 minutes to play in the first half. Hunter lines up wide to the left this time. 3 receivers right. Colden will stay in the backfield. Bergman on a second and 21 from the Blackhawk 45. Bergman fires over the middle and a nice play there. That's intended for Kellen Hurd. Was knocked away there by Peyton Euchre. Good to see Hurd back out there running around, as he was the one that was a little dinged up earlier, but able to walk off under his own power. Got him back out there already. Now a 3rd and 21. Rustlers from the Blackhawk 45-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 right. And they're hiding Hunter in a trip set here. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see some type of screen set up for him.
Bergman back to pass, flushed out. Now he'll run the opposite way. Got a block. He's inside the 40 and almost got back to negative yardage from the bad snap. It looks like they'll get back
about. So fourth and around 13, though, for Miller, Highmore, Harold probably just go for it territory here as they're at the 37-yard line of the Blackhawks. I don't know how angle punter or coffin corner punter, if you're a Madden player, that punter is, and they're just going to go for it here on a fourth and 13 from the Blackhawk 37. Brueggemann from the gun, Colden to his left. They'll run double end, double wide. Brueggemann flushed out. Passes it ahead, and the pass complete inside the 30 to Kolda. Kolda trying to get away from Mahalik, but can't sneak away. And will not get the first down.
Tackle made by number 11, Ryder Mahalik.
Turnover
on downs. The first down, that's a turnover on downs. First and 10 for the Blackhawks.
So back to Woonsocket at Weissenden Springs, Sanborn Central here with 2:57 remaining in the first half. Blackhawks a 28-0 lead. They did get the ball first, so Miller, Highmore, Harold will get it coming out of the break.
It will be Havlick from the gun. Two wide each side. Eddie out of the backfield. Back to pass is Havlick. Left side. He overthrew his man.
Havlick's pass falls incomplete.
For Bryce Larson.
Intended for Bryce Larson. Coverage on the play by Isaac Hunter.
Isaac Hunter out there on the coverage. And Hunter, one of those you'll see really listed kind of in a lot of spots, I would imagine, on the defense. He'll sit down at the defensive end spot. He'll float back into a linebacker. He can play in coverage if he needs to. And, of course, that was the case there. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Huron and Sturgis tied at 7 at the half. Looks like we're going to have a timeout here on the field with 2:53 to play in the first half in Miller. 28-0 Blackhawks. We'll take a quick 60-second break. Back in a minute on KOKK. Yeah. He's young, too. He's sophomore. 55.
The shortest player is number 1 or number 30.
Out of the timeout, second down and 10.
Back here to Miller as Havlick completes the pass to Blake Larson.
On a second and 10, they will pick up, I think, around 7, closer to 6, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 4 for Woonsocket Weissenden Springs, Sanborn Central. They'll go from their own 34-yard line with 2:28 and counting to play here in the first half. Blackhawks up 28-0. Havlick from the gun. Two receivers left, one right. Eddie out of the backfield on a 2nd and 3. And they'll give it off to Larson. Larson's going to throw it. Oh, actually, that wasn't Larson. And he completed the pass for the first down. It was two
Larson's pass is complete to Blake Larson.
That was Bryce.
To the 46-yard line. It'll be enough for a first down for the Blackhawks.
So they go. Their own 34. They pick up a dozen, and that'll be a first down. That's also the third different Blackhawk to complete a pass in this game. Bryce has one, Blake has one, and, well, Havlick has several. First and 10, own 46.
Minute 45 to play in the half. 28-0 Blackhawks. Holding Havlick and the boys trying to tag another on before the break. Havlick back to pass on 1st and 10. Flushed out, nearly sacked, and here comes a flag. Probably be a block in the back. As
because when things start to change direction, generally somebody, more than likely, accidentally blocks somebody or holds somebody. That'll be the case here. It'll be a hold on the Blackhawks. That'll be just the second accepted penalty on Woonsocket and Weston and Springs, Sanborn Central, or will they accept it? I assume so. Yep, they'll take the yards. So first and 20. Two penalties, 15 yards against the Blackhawks. One penalty, 5 yards against Miller. It's a fairly hanky free affair this evening here in Miller with a minute 34 to play in the first half.
First down and 20.
Blackhawks a 28-0 lead, and now a first and 20
from their own 36. Snap to Havlick. Havlick chased out. He's got a launch. Launches down the middle. And then he returns to
couple in hot pursuit there as the Miller line breaks through.
Second down and 20 for the Blackhawks.
And a couple sets of hands up high as Havlick heaves them over the hand, but also over the receiver. Stops the clock at a minute 28 to play here in the first half. Sets up a second and 20. Blackhawks will go from their own 36. Woonsocket, Weston and Springs, Sanborn Central. Three touchdowns in the first quarter, one here in the second. Have held Miller out of the end zone thus far. 28-0. Havlick, quick pass, right side, complete to Eddie at the 35. 40, 45, and
back up to the original line of scrimmage.
Third timeout taken hit by the Blackhawks.
Blackhawks will take a timeout with a minute 20 to play in the first half. They're leading 28-0. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds to a scoreboard. 30 seconds on KOKK. Care downtown Huron. Scoreboard updates right now. Huron and Sturgis tied at 7. That is a halftime score. Also in action tonight was Woolsey Westington. They trailed DeSmet. DeSmet 7, Woolsey Westington 6. That's the end of the first half on that one. And Hitchcock Tulare currently trailing Avon 20-6 with 9 minutes to play in the third. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care.
It's 28-0 Blackhawks here. Woonsocket Western Springs, Sanborn Central on a 3rd and 9, their own 47. Havlick back to pass on 3rd down. Left side, he's got a man wide open. Catch at the 40, 35, 30, and escorted out of bounds.
Havlick's pass complete to number 11, Ryan Mahalik.
Blackhawks a fresh set of downs. He did not get out of bounds, so the clock winds at a minute. Shocker Western Springs, Sanborn Central, one remaining timeout. First and 10 from the middle of 29. Larson the pitch. He's got the option to pass it. He's going to run it. Larson inside the 20, shakes the tackle. He's inside the 15, cuts it back 10, spins to the 5. And it'll be first and goal.
Blake Larson on the run.
24, the run by Blake Larson. First and goal.
Hold the hair on the tackle for the rest, but he'll get all the way down.
8 seconds, and now
6 yard line. First down and goal.
Played here in the first half as Woonsocket and Western Springs, Sanborn Central trying to hack on another before the break. 28-0. Trying to rain on the Miller homecoming parade. Three receivers left, one right. Havlick from the gun. Rifles it right side. Incomplete.
Havlick's pass falls incomplete intended. From Ryder Mahalik.
Complete pass stops the clock at 24 seconds.
Second down and goal from the 6.
In the first half, sets up a second and goal at the 6. Goal for the touchdown so far for the Blackhawks. Through the air. Some success on the ground.
Timeout, Rustlers.
We'll get a Rustler timeout.
Final call a timeout at the half.
For 30 seconds, come back to a fresh scoreboard. 30 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
You just knew
we
were done.
Three receivers left and one to the right. Havlick on a third and goal from the six. Rifles it right side again. Trying to dig it out as Mahalik. Did he? He did. He's down
the Havlick's pass complete to number 11, Ryder Mahalik.
I think the Blackhawks.
And we have a timeout, Blackhawks. That'll be their final timeout and a half.
From the two or three here, when we come back, let's take a quick 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
Timeout. It's fourth down and goal from the 3 yard line.
Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror. 28-0 Blackhawks here in Miller as Havlick trying to tack on one more. Pass is complete. Left hand side. And he's in for six.
Touchdown, Blackhawks. Holden Havlick's pass complete for number 9, Bryce Larson.
Havlick to Bryce Larson.
Touchdown.
This will come with 6 seconds to play in the second. Three-yard pass, Havlick to Bryce Larson. And Brett Miller on for the extra point. 34. The difference now. There is the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up. And it is no good.
Is no
6 seconds to play in the half. 34-0 Blackhawks. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 on KOKK. What's up? Go back to Miller, 6 seconds to run off here before the half. 34-0 Blackhawks scored their fifth touchdown of the half. We'll have a scoring summary for you at break. We'll have unofficial, very unofficial statistics as games. I keep them myself in game, so they're definitely not going to be exact, but kind of ballpark. Blackhawks ready to kick it away. Brett Miller left to right. And the Rustlers will get it here, and they will get it back after the half. So we'll see if they can eke one out here. They'll take the fair catch. Nobody didn't field it cleanly, so I'll have to run it. And that will run out time on the first half of play. At the half, Miller, Highmore, Harold, nothing. Halftime show coming up after a timeout of 3 minutes. Again, a break of 3 minutes and halftime on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
Thank you.